Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Then we have episode 22, A Long Time Coming. A lot of these titles, I might, like I said at the beginning, I had an idea for like misdirection for some of these as the title, but it wasn't until after I'd written most of them that I was able to really slot in the right title that felt right for each episode that fit. That was kind of a hint of what the episode was about, and just really encapsulated it well. So originally I had this as a little note I had here from before I'd written it for under the title of Misdirection Part 1. What Monica got up to in those quiet moments when Jake was not around, covering the big ones from season one. So we have the balance here of Monica continuing to come to an acceptance of the state that she's in, but also showing a different side to her, getting more personal with her and getting to understand her a little more, getting her full story. I also wanted to, now that I kind of, as you said in that previous episode, recounted a lot of the stuff that happened, it's something that where you're thinking as you go through those episodes, there were a few little holes of what was going and why things happened that Jake didn't know why things happened the way they did, or it was just a little plot point that didn't get explained or solved. And this is where I wanted to fill in some of those holes with Monica giving her side of the story of something that's already happened and filling in those holes for you. And again, through this way, you get to, again, understand why she did the things she did. And ideally you start to like her more and eventually respect her, hopefully. but also going back to her with the men she sent through the door, having her, you know, accept, you know, come to confront that guilt and deal with it, really kind of delve into it. Cause she kind of been brushing it off with Jake up to this point, because she didn't want to deal with it. And now that she's stuck all alone and she's in the situation that she is through her own doing, it's kind of the right place to face her demons, you know? I didn't know this was going to be the explanation for what happened to the men and how it all worked out. But like everything I've done with Ostium, it was a thing that felt right for the character. It was a risk I took in setting it up and putting it in there. And it worked out again, resolving it and explaining it, that everything kind of fit together and there was a reason for everything happening. And then again, later on, you also see with the deaths of the men too, later on in the season, that Dave also has a piece in that, which obviously he's linked with Monica too, but fills those other few little holes of what happened to the men where she knows she didn't kill them, but she was still a part of it, had played a part in what happened to them. And then you find out Dave is the one who was actually behind it, but again, not through his own, because of himself, but it was also because of what Ostium was doing to him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Again, this was a way for Monica to kind of process and go through everything that had happened to her, because up to this point, from when she had met Jake, it all been kind of nonstop stuff happening all the time. Adventure, next season adventure, all this stuff going on. And much like, I think I even talk about it in one of the episodes, I don't think it was this season, referencing 24, the TV show, which is, you know, an hour every day. Maybe I'm doing it in season six. I can't remember. I talk about it at some point where, yeah, the show 24 with Jack Bauer. And it's like each episode is 1 hour of the day as he solves some terrorist act or whatever. But you never get to see him just like go to the bathroom or eat a sandwich or take a break. And it's kind of been like that for the cases for Jake and Monica. And at this point, she finally gets to take a little break, put her feet up, and then, you know, delve into her subconscious. you get to hear the origin of the map table here, because I had to put that in and explain as I was going along to kind of work out, well, why did I put these details in at the beginning? Not just to make a good story, but for me, there always has to be a reason. Because again, my goal is to not be like the show Lost and just leave you on wild goose chases and then just abandon you and throw out something new. But also, as she's explaining this ostium that she feels she knows, there's also the ostium that she's in, which is different because of how it is tied to Jake and the things it does with Jake, which was never in her original plan or the ostium network's plan or anything like that. So it kind of sets it up as, well, she thinks she knows what it is and you're getting those answers, but it's actually different because it's Jake's ostium in some way. So again, it's showing that she thinks she knows, but she really doesn't. And there's still more answers to be told later on.
I have that the map table was the ostium network, but the light show was all Jake.
Right.
You know, having to find an icon or an item when you go through the door and bringing it back, putting it on the light or on the map table and the lights and everything.
That was all Jake's doing, was it? Yeah. Okay, I'm totally not taking notes right now.
Well, it was one of the Jakes anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which one? And
I have the we find out that the deception started even earlier than we probably thought.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, Monica wasn't sharing anything that was really true.
And again, that was kind of because from the beginning, she'd had her reasons for doing what she thought she was doing. And that felt, again, I could have easily just said, oh, this is where she started it. But it felt like, again, it wasn't right for the character and the story that she was telling, of that she wouldn't randomly start doing this with this, with him, that she had, because Monica, unlike Jake, always has a plan. And she knew what she was doing to get what she needed.
And Monica talks about the gun that she has in the hidden tile in the bathroom and how it's tied to the deaths.
Right. Because it seems like an obvious connection.
Yeah, she doesn't have the final connection.
Right, because she has no recollection of her actually pulling the trigger or anything. And again, that sets up for Dave later on. And I totally had fun doing that gun with pulling multiple sounds and just blending them all together to make a futuristic laser thing. Which again ties into, I think I was saved somewhere too, is that, and again, it's like reverb and just laser and different things and stuff like that, running it backwards and playing around with it. But again, that she, you know, when they found the bodies, there was no sign of what they died of. And that was the really big mystery. And yet here you have this perfect gun that Monica had played a part in making come into existence with the help of the scientists of the Ostium Network, that explains it all. And that's like, well, she doesn't remember, you know, actually shooting them, but there's Chekhov's gun right there. And it's still got a full charge.
And she mentioned that the people in the Ostium Network mentioned that the hexagon was used for reasons. I believe I didn't write it down, but I believe she said it had something to do with perfect symmetry or something to do about multiple dimensions. And I was just wondering, I was curious, did you choose that for any specific reason, or was there?
Did I say it? Hang on, I want to see if I said it at all. No, I don't think I do. Because I thought I'd made a note about it, but I didn't. Okay. I think that was one of the rare circumstances where it was, I just wanted something cool.
Okay. And she even mentions that it wasn't because of the, like, you know, Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
because
that's what I was saying. I knew that was what I was thinking of when I originally created the lock, was a little nod to BSG. But I can't remember. This is the problem when I'm like three seasons ahead in my own brain writing it and stuff, and if I might have gone more into explaining that or not. It's probably when we take apart these episodes and stuff, I don't know if it's like notes that I took for this thing or if it's something I'm going to write at a future point. Okay. That all I got? Good for your episode? Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I have is that the next release was Special Delivery.
Oh, okay.
International Podcast Month, so it wasn't really episode 3. But that was on my birthday that year.
Oh, cool.
It actually released on my birthday.
I don't know if they're doing International Podcast Month this year. I know I'm signed up and stuff, but I haven't gotten any emails. And
I don't think I've seen anything.
And it's almost September now, actually. And I'll put this in, we can keep this in here as a little Easter egg. Maybe next year they'll do it or something. Yeah, because I didn't get any emails. But I was planning to have to do an episode with, a little spin-off episode with Jake and Young Jake. And I was going to use my kid to record it because he loves Ostium so much.
Well, that's neat. It'd
be fun, yeah. I really hope to have them actually meet up and record together too, but then COVID.
True, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that's impacting a lot of shows because, at least the ones that are, you know, spread up across continent, right. they'll meet up and everyone will be in one room recording.
Marsfall, right? That's what I'm thinking of.
I think Marsfall does that.
I've seen some stuff people talking about how it's also just making us adapt to remote recording and also coming to accept that remote recording is okay, and in this world, that's what we got to deal with right now, and that's all right, you know? We don't have to be in a fancy studio altogether. I mean, yes, you get that better effect out of it sometimes, but also remote recording, if it's well edited and well done, put together, can be just as good.
So yeah, I can see the benefit for especially something that's very dramatic. Mm-hmm. You know, you want people to be able to feed off other people's energy.
Phenomenon would be another one I was thinking of. Have you listened to that one?
Does Unwell do... Do they all record together?
Probably. They must do with how they're... Yeah, because they have such a chemistry with everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, and they say they do because they were recording at that studio. One of the studios they do it in... I can't remember.
In Ohio somewhere.
Yeah. They say they recorded there and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, that little International Podcast Month was a special delivery. That was just a fun little... Almost like a Ostium... short thing that I've done before, yeah. For patrons and little things like that. It was fun. And then I got to invent a pizza delivery person and have Elena Fernandez Collins voice her, which I was really happy about. And then the following year I got to do a sequel of sorts, which was fun too, which we'll get to in season 5, right? Yeah, season 5. Yeah. Okay. But that's that we're good for season episode 22.
Yes.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.